It's a good question. What, you know, what is punk and why did it arrive on the scene in Britain in 1976? Partly, it was the fact that there was no music really about on the scene that meant anything to, you know, a working class chap, you know. I mean, it was all those prog rock bands playing, you know, twiddly diddly solos, singing songs about Pixies and Merlin, and then of course there'd be the obligatory 20-minute drum solo. I mean, I didn't want to see that, to be quite honest. And so you turn the TV on, and all there was a little Jimmy Osmond, you know, and Little Feet, and it's country rock, as purveyed by Whispering Bob Harris, you know, Emmylou Harris. I mean, it was really yawnsome stuff. So if you wanted kick-ass music, you had to do it for yourself, yeah. You know. And we were listening to bands like the Stooges and the MC5, but we didn't have anything in Britain, so. A little scene started up down Portobello Road, mainly like-minded people doing, you know, different permutations of lineups of their bands. You know, what became the Clash and the Damned and the Pistols and the rest of them. You know, it was an interesting time, really. But we're just making music for ourselves, principally. And also there was the thing that, I mean, Britain was then, whether it is now, is. I don't know, possibly still a little bit, you know, of a class-structured society, where if you didn't have a lot of qualifications from school, I certainly couldn't afford, my family couldn't send me to university, you know, you were destined for some pretty crap jobs. In fact, talking about crap jobs, the first job I had when I left school was a toilet cleaner, you know? So, I mean, there was that, you could be a footballer or a burglar. And or a musician. Now, luckily enough, punk came along at exactly the right time for me, you know.
Yeah.
And I took it, you know, took the opportunity with both, you know, whatever the expression is.